got about 15 more minutes. So, for this, actually 10 minutes. But, so for the people from the lab, before we vote, who want to speak on that issue? Nobody wants to talk? Well, we could vote. I mean, we vote. Okay. Lee.
Just a point of information. At the point now where the lab is going to decide to discuss the question?
Right, yeah.
So then may I ask you to divide the table for those in favor and those against? Or set up some procedure where we can speak?
That could be done. I mean, yeah, why not? Why? So everybody want to talk.
Okay, all right.
Okay. All right, Lee, who else? Mimi? Who else? Andy? Marion?
Can you put Ray?
Earl.
Ray?
Who?
Who else? Okay.
I commit myself. Earl. Maybe. I think.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Panama. Okay. So it's 2 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. That means 16 minutes, more or less. 2 minutes is okay?
Yeah.
All right, okay, Lee.
Okay, I've listened carefully to everyone that spoke, and I thank everyone for coming, and I listened carefully to what you said, and I made notes.
No,
that's
me.
Excuse me? I listened carefully to everyone that spoke. I thank you all for coming and sharing your ideas with us. We have a decision to make tonight, and I want you to understand that we're not making it without listening to what you're saying. And so I was listening to the criticism, particularly a criticism that was made regarding the fact that there are some people here that think that the labs are suddenly spinning their wheels and not accomplishing anything. Now, I can't speak about the other labs, but I can speak about VAI, and I know that the outreach program here has been moving along very well. There's been no problem as far as whether it's this lab or a future elected lab. The program is moving along nicely, and this is one of the important things to me, is growing the listenership of this station. I can't think of anything more important. Now, I listen to the other arguments. I won't mention that anymore. I'll just say when people talking about receiverships and so on, these are not valid arguments. I've listened, and I've also seen the explanations of exactly why these are fallacious arguments. The judge, as was mentioned, Judge Sabro said there is no receivership. Receivership is when an organization is in bankruptcy, when there's difficulties. He knows that we're moving along, and so there won't be any receivership. I'm not concerned about that. Nor am I concerned about time of the essence here. Everyone is in a rush to get us to have bylaws. Everybody keeps saying here tonight, if you're not for B, you're against bylaws. Nobody's against bylaws. I'm not against bylaws because I've been in conversation the past week with people from California and people from Washington, and I know that there's plenty of room for compromise, and people are talking now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
I give you some time, by the way.
Okay.
Thank you. Mimi.
It is unfortunate that alarmist and inflammatory tactics are being used. There is no legal basis for receivership. The judge himself repudiated that. Absolutely none, and it's tragic to use such tactics to try to browbeat people into doing what is essential here, and that is negating and neglecting the issue of institutionalized racism. It's not a matter of people's individual attention. The left has historically compromised on other people's rights, and that has meant the rights of people of color. The essential responsibility and obligation a number of us feel, myself most definitively, is to uphold the working class unity and movement and change in paradigms by the process of inclusion. And that means thwarting the issue of discrimination. There is nothing more fundamental, and how glib and how easy it is to say that what our responsibility here is to pass bylaws, change them ultimately, even if it means that there is nothing substantive and substantial about the inclusion of the disenfranchised historically in this country, and yes, in the white left movement as well. That's what the issue is about that has brought us to this. Now, the last thing that I do want to say is that there is ample opportunity for bylaws. You can't legislate power and progress. Right now, we have a healthy network that's spent down the debt. We have a judge himself, for what that's worth, that says, I also think it's a remarkable endeavor that's worthy of praise, I think, to try and address the issues of diversity, inclusion, and non-discrimination as they have been undertaken by the Pacifica Interim Board. They are the most challenging and daunting issues facing our society and facing the world, so it's not surprising in that undertaking consensus has not been attained in its entirety. In effect, the bylaws are 90% approved. There's an A, there's a B, and there's a C. They can be compromised on, they can be worked on, they will be. That's why two boards have already turned them down. And the sticking point and the issue is a substantive, meaningful, affirmative action plan that doesn't compromise on other people's lives and rights as the left has too often done in this country.
I'm not going to go into detail why I'm voting for Plan B, except that I think after 18 months we've arrived at what I consider a tremendously progressive set of bylaws. I don't know of any national membership organization with anything approaching membership rights like this that's been proposed in B. I've talked to many listeners. All the listeners aren't here. I tried to talk to a lot of people on the weekend. I called up a lot of people. Everyone I called was in favor of passing the bylaws. These were people in New Jersey. I talked to whoever I can. I was also at the Concerned Friend meeting in New Jersey that Paul Servell mentioned, and there was strong listener support. After 18 months, the first year of which was supposed to be getting the input from the listeners, I believe the process has gone downhill, and we're entering a morass if we do not pass these bylaws tonight. We're entering the unknown, uncharted territory. I don't know what will happen in Alameda County Court on Thursday, but I do know Ken Ford and those other people have standing.
They don't. Ken has standing.
They do. Yes, Ken Ford has standing. Michael Palmer has standing. Murdoch has standing. These people have standing. They can show up. Most of us, virtually all the listeners, have no standing. But I don't know what's going to happen. But I think we've reached a stage where the toothpaste is going to come out of the container. It's going to be very hard to get it back. I don't know what's going to happen, because there is no alternative. As people have said, there is no support for Plan A. Plan B had support. It's not enough. So I think it's up to us to finish this, to do our job, and then we can move on. There's a possibility of revision of amendment process.
A minute.
And we should use that.
Mary.
I have heard the concerns of the listeners in this room. I think I've heard a lot of threats and scare tactics. I think I've heard the whole question of receivership. I might be wrong, but I don't think the judge wants to get into a receivership. I've heard that various individuals are going into court to put the foundation into receivership. There's no basis for receivership at all. There's absolutely no basis to put this organization in receivership. I'm speaking now. Okay? I listen to you. I also think that what is missing, as I spoke to as I listened to the listeners here, there was no understanding of what the great issues in this country is all about. And fundamentally, at the core in this country, is representation. That's the core. That is the issue, that is the great issue in this country today. Representation across the spectrum of America. We've had too many experiences. We just experienced this 3 years ago in Florida, where grand theft took place on a large scale. And if Pacifica can't build in a procedure where the great bulk of listeners who listen to this station, I get in the cab, take a lot of cabs. Cab drivers drive, they got the WBAI. I said, you listen? He said, well, I said, well, you better join the station. You're not, but they listen to WBAI. They are listeners. We got to bring those people in. And what I'm saying is that we do not have a spectrum of listeners in this city. I can talk about WBAI. I can't talk about the other Pacific stations. But there is no listeners that really reflect. There is no guarantee in B that you will get a diverse leader aboard. There's no guarantee.
2 minutes.
A has built in some of those mechanisms so it can possibly happen. And that's what I'm saying.
All right, Ray. You got 2 minutes, Ray.
Try to speak a little bit louder.
Can you hear me?
Yes, but can you speak as loud as you can?
Yes, the meeting tonight is extremely important. I'm sorry I wasn't going to participate in person. At first, I want to say that the majority of the people in this room are people with whom I've worked in the past and with whom I'm hoping that we can forge ahead and put aside our differences. Except for a few who have been remarkable about extremism. And the majority of people in the room are the ones that we encounter at demonstrations for peace and social justice. And I hope that we can put that behind us. I heard Mitch Cohen's words, and I want to say that I believe that those of us who supported diversity and change want even more help. I understand that before the vote yesterday at the KPFA lab, that they received the lab received a letter from Carol Spooner telling them they should not vote against me because voting for me will be supporting Janice K. Bryant and I, and that most of us were against democracy and that most of us were against election, which is a complete bullshit lie. I would say that if I continue, I will take my hat off to the people at KPSK who have put us in the situation we are now, particularly their bylaws and diversity committee and their local advisory board, and that they have not buckled to pressure. They understood the importance of having something be part of what Pacifica is about. We at Pacifica Bay are fought for diversity because we understood that unless we had the table, we could not partake as to what was being served at the table. KBSK, in a way, looked at it a bit differently, but we're still fighting for the same thing. What KBSK is saying
2 minutes.
That you have to be at the table, but you also have to have access to stuff while you're at the table. So we understand that once we fought for diversity so that as many of us can be present at that table, it is very important also that we have power, that we have access to information, that our voice can be heard.
All right.
That I endorse the 5 points that were presented by the KPSK bylaws diversity, bylaws committee, which includes democracy, transparency, information about budget being available to everybody, accountability, a bylaws convention that would allow us to correct errors within the present bylaws, certain issues within the campaign, any campaign that we raise. That being said, I'm not convinced at all. We've heard the judge say that there is no danger. They're not interested.
Ray, you have to finish, Ray.
I'm sorry?
You have to finish.
Okay. That's the federal not facing any threat of being put in restriction. And that we have to forge ahead without fear. being without acting like Chicken Little. This country also, people are saying we should live by Ray. This country was created and set
in. Oh, Ray, Ray, Ray. I don't mean to say that. Ray, just leave it there, Ray.
Okay, Ray, you have to sum it up now.
Sum it up?
Come on, Ray. Ray, leave it there, please. Beryl.
All right, move on.
Okay.
Ray, you have to sum up. No,
Errol.
Ray.
No, we have to end.
All right, Errol.
No. Okay.
Okay.
See, I think it's almost impossible to do this in 2 minutes, but I'm going to try. I have disagreements with a lot of people in this room. I'm disappointed to some degree by what I've heard from people in this room, and I want to go back and say that the fight to reclaim Pacifica has been a long and arduous struggle. But I think we have a longer and a more arduous struggle ahead of us. And that is the struggle to reclaim the radicals, the progressives, and the liberals in this society. Because we see we're standing today at a point where we stood some 150 years ago or so when the question came up in this country. Should we have equality for all people? Should we include women? Should we give them the vote? Or should we only give the vote to black men? And the cleavage was drawn when the decision was taken to give the vote to black men and to forget about black women and to forget about white women who are comrades in struggle. We today cannot be more right of the United States Supreme Court in Pacifica. We have a condition in Pacifica today where 100% of the white people united to defeat affirmative action while the Supreme Court was voting 5-4 to oppose it. One of my colleagues said today that Pacifica today, the radicals in Pacifica are right of the Supreme Court, and something there is amiss. Pacifica today is in the best shape it has been in 10 years. Yet we are being scared about going to court. Our venue is not in court. We didn't win anything in court. It is in the streets that we have won the victory against the Ken Ford and the others. And now Gary Null, who doesn't have an standard, who we look up to, who we praise, who we give our airtime to, now has us in court. When all along we have so many people on our airwaves who has at the core the destruction of WBAI and the principles which Pacifica stood for and were created for. And something needs to be done against those people and against those ideals. I am standing here today saying proudly, I will vote down Plan B, and we will sit as we have sat here in this room soberly this evening and listen to one another to draft a plan that is reflective and that is worthy of an organization right. that stood up against war at a time when 99% or so of the American people during World War II was crying for war. I, as a black person, have sacrificed and have compromised away much rights. But when I came out of the court in California, I met a blind man met a blind man who said, you were right on your criticism of white people, but you did not stood up for the blind and the disabled. And I am telling you here that the WBAI board has had the foresight to stand up and to compromise for a process of inclusion, and that we should not return to retrograde action of open up our process to a large system that would allow us to be taken over by people who have been misguided and misleaded over the years, who are waiting in the wings to take us over. And finally, I just want to say that it is really something to watch out for when these bylaws contain clause where management can fire you for being critical of Pacifica or not voting along with their board.
when I came out of that courtroom and made a statement, a free speech statement on the sidewalk in Alameda County, in Oakland, Caesar's husband called for my head, and my firing was requested and demanded by Garrett Wonderwheel, the husband of Carol Spooner. I am saying to you, Gregory Wonderwheel, thank you very much. It is a very ominous day when we are passing bylaws under these conditions and we don't repudiate a bylaw that would allow staff members to be held hostage and be threatened with being fired if they do not speak up and toe the line of Pacifica. The last time I was in Berkeley was under the same condition as the one I'm ending, Miguel.
No. Everybody got to win. You mean 5 minutes.
10 seconds. The last time I was in Berkeley was under the same condition when we were asking the Pacifica board to give us more time, to give us more time to consider bylaws changes before we vote on that. I urge my fellow board members to vote no against Plan B, and I hope the listeners will sit down with us and work out a plan that will be effective in making Pacifica a progressive organization that we can be proud of.
Excuse me, guys, it's my turn now.
They make all kinds of allegations that aren't true.
Go ahead, pat them off.
Pardon?
Yeah,
people, excuse me, please.
You don't know what.
There are people here that like one another. People here that don't like one another. I didn't come here to win any popularity vote. I came here because I was called when the station was sick, when there was the coup. And at that point, I told the people that called me, I said, you know what? I'm going to come and fight for the station, but it's not to come and fight for the station to make it what it was, but it's to come and fight for the station for everything that it could and should be. They asked me to organize the Latino community, help organize the Latino community. I told them then, like I'm saying now, you know what? It's going to be a hard sell. Because WBAI underserves or not serves at all my community. My responsibility is it is to the listeners, but it's all the listeners to be. The listeners that should be. The listeners that are not listening because we're not saying anything that is in their interests. Okay. There are people here involved in the situation in the Philippines, what's happening or about to happen in Korea, situation in Vieques, and people here don't seem to have any interest. People are here involved in what's happening in Africa, and there are people here that don't seem to have any interest. We're comfortable with the ones that are already listening, and the ones that are already listening are not hearing what they need to hear. And they don't need to hear, they're not listening to the voices that have yet to get on the air. We have a responsibility, okay, and it's not to threats, and it's not to fear. We have a responsibility to fight, to make wrong right. And people took, I'm going to take 30 seconds more, I'm sorry. Don't do this thing. Okay. It's to make everything. I've been in the movement in this country through the Vietnam War, the Young Lords, the Panthers, okay? And every time the issue gets put on the table, you know what? For the sake of moving forward, mm-hmm. you need to be stepped down the agenda a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay?
Right.
I have to vote my conscience, and I have to respond to my people. I'm going to urge every member of this lab to not be afraid, to not bow to fear, and not bow to threats, and do what we're supposed to do. Is make wrong right. Vote Plan B down.
Thank you very much. Okay, my 2 minutes. I think that, I mean, we heard people who travel to Africa and come back here and everything, but I didn't hear anything about the election. And I think that I think it's time that we have an election. Because we need an election. I think that when we were fighting, I remember one of the
the thing that we were saying, that we need democratization of the network. And the only way to democratize the network is by having the members to vote, to express how they feel for the people who are going to be running of the network. I don't want to go on and in a paternalistic way, which is that I've been hearing people, the way that people have been talking to, talking about the people that are not around. And this to me, like, you know, I've been involved in the struggle for a long time, and I would say that it's not working. Whatever the progressive movement is doing in this country is going backwards. And that means that the progressive movement, supposed to be the alternative, most of our model that we've been using so far, most of them are not working. This country is more conservative every day. And that goes to the African-American community, to the Latino community, and to, and I do to mention the white community. It's getting more and more conservative. So that means that the model that we've been using, that we're still trying to blame some people, the left and all of that, I don't blame them, is that we're going to be able to really mobilize the masses here to really accomplish something political in this country. And I would say that based on that, you know, I would like to see an election taking place soon. That we ended. We've been in this bylaw thing for a long, long time, and I think we should put it an end, but it doesn't look like it will end. I mean, everybody, there's no surprises here tonight. Everybody know where they stand. We know each other for a long time. We know how the people are going to vote. So let's go for it. That's what I have to say. All right. With that in mind, so just people ready to vote?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Could you call the question?
I can call the question.
And what is it we're voting on? I want it to be asked.
Okay. People, the one motion is the people can vote for B, and people can go against B. So the first question I'm going to call people who are agree on B.
May I just make a point of information? I believe that the only item on the table and the agenda tonight is whether or not this lab approves the Pacifica draft bylaws as they stand now, and it's a yay or a nay question, and that's the only issue that's on the table, and it's a bylaw in its entirety.
Well, okay, you shouldn't be... Okay, answer the question.
Yeah, let me just... Errol, let me get clear. Are you saying that is the question before us,
yes,
or the only question
that is the only question
we can discuss this entire meeting?
Yes, absolutely.
No. Okay.
No.
All right, then I disagree.
So now, you can add other items in the agenda.
All right.
You so choose, but this is... But this is the bylaw... comes as a package. We can't tonight amend it, or in other way change it. We have to either ratify it,
right,
or we have to reject it.
Okay, that's right.
Well, it's different. It's even less than that. It's
okay.
The part of the bylaws that
no,
pertains.
It's not a part. It's the entire bylaws.
No, it's the part of the bylaws that pertains to membership and elections.
That's right.
That's all we're
interested
in.
I would,
in view of what Andy just said, I would like to make a motion that we either vote for or against the entirety of Plan B.
All right, I'm gonna go
rather than what I understood Andy to say that we're just voting for two parts. My understanding of this meeting was that we were either to vote for or against Plan B.
Okay, this is what
it means. But before we call the vote, the second. Okay, so.
So I just can I just call people and they say yes or no.
Yeah. But I want it clear that that's what we're saying.
Yeah. You repeat yeah. What you say yes.
We're voting up right. Or down Plan
okay.
B.
Okay. Let me just clarify
okay.
That.
Okay.
When I call your name, you say yes or you say no.
Right.
Yes means
you want
Plan B.
Right.
No means you
don't
want
Plan
B.
Right.
You reject Plan B.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
So okay. Andy.
Yes.
Cecilia.
Abstain.
Lee.
No.
Anthony McCall?
No.
Anthony, no. Panama?
No.
Miguel?
Miguel.
Yes. Yes. Ann Emmerman?
No.
Mimi?
No.
Marion?
No.
Roshina?
No.
Victoria?
No.
Gail?
No.
Errol?
No.
Okay,
let me
Ray?
Ray.
Ray.
I'm sorry, he's on the phone, you know.
Ray, yo. Ray?
No, absolutely not.
All right, let me see that I can get right. Andy, yes. Cecilia, abstain. Lee, no. Anthony McCall, no. Panama, no. Miguel, yes. Anne Emmerman, no. Mimi, no. Marion, no. Roshira, no. Victoria, no. Gail, no. Errol, no. And Ray, no. Is it? Okay.
Eleven, no.
Two, yes.
One abstention.
All right, so I guess it's a rejection to B.
Plan B, okay. Rejected.
Now, the next thing is, so you say that you had a motion. What is this all about?